Beginning on Daf Mesachtes Nazir Daf Test, we begin on Amud Aleph. We begin with the second parak, Parak Hareini Nazir. We begin on Amud Aleph. We can test the maskal. So begins the words of the Mishnah. Hareini Nazir Menag Regis Menad Vela. Someone says a Nazir from the dried or the pressed figs. B'Shem Amud Nazir. He says you're going to be a Nazir. As Tosfos explains, Minikom Din Nazirus Alav. All the locks from the Nazirus are on him. Now, when he did not slip Rusha, although he went down to explain and specify what is the nazir from. But like Pirish made to me given the end, they didn't specify it's somebody that comes out of the grapevine for wine. But come on, my first time, what's the reason? Why is he a nazir? Now, Tais brings interesting, but Taisefta, beginning of the second parak, it says, Kinu, Kinuyin, in the slang of the slang, Bisham Ram Nazir will be a nazir. But still, Ain Nazir not going to be a nazir. Now, he's a Kinu, Kinuyin, what's considered a slang of the slang? Well, if someone says, Rain Nazir, not Vela, I am a nazir from the pressed figs. Now, but let me call it Kinu, why is that called slang? What do press figs have to do with Naziris? As if it's a slang of it. You can say the Bishami, and some added the word Mefarish, that press figs are called Tirish, which is also the word for wine, the biblical word, and therefore it would be slang for that of becoming a Nazir. Can the next tell you some with the words of the Mishnah? He disagrees with the Tanakam and the Machlig Zisham. He says, Avkisham Bishama, even when Bishami said there, how lacha that you're going to be obligated to Imahari like carbon. That's the only way the guy says it's upon me as a carbon. Which the Tosfos explains. If you hear the Palagatam, the Mastin, Libid the Bishamay. Peter disagrees with the Tanakam of the Mishnah in the opinion of Bishamay. But commonly says, the Lab of Nazal did Naziris. But Mishamay says, you can be Nazir, not for the Halach of Naziris, with all the Halachas of Naziris. Keep it not the Mashiach to make it in the Yain. You didn't make a vow from someone which comes out of the grapevine. Rather, he's going to consider it as prohibited from his vow from dried and pressed figs. Kiloma, Harein alike, either cook carbon or carbon, as if he said that it's on me like a carbon. And then it's been beginning to say, you Nazir come, but his words were Nazir. Veichyeh Nazir, or as the gear says, Nazir. How could he be considered as a vow from Gregis and Devela if he says Nazir, which is not from Gregis and Devela? Yishlam what this is, what you could say is the Nazir, Lashon HaFarsha. What do you mean? The word Nazir means to separate. And therefore it's Kilo Amat. As if he said, the Reina Pachish, my Gregis, I'm separated from the dried figs. The Talmud then says, as you begin to say, Vabin Nadar Mucha, Ben Nigmar, Dar Nafid Gimel Menalaf, it's obvious. Tell him, Yehudam, a carbon, if someone says something is forbidden as a carbon, lo have an edible carbon. I can say that's a vow of a carbon. Actually, a key carbon b'chof has to have b'chof. And he didn't say b'chof. That's what he can say is the han immediately when we say is a kishlo malai, when he didn't say on me. And the kik is a carbon, says this loaf is a carbon. Now, it's not a carbon. So if you have to say kik carbon, like a carbon. I'm a kik is a like him. When you say this loaf is on me carbon, so obviously you're not saying it's an intrinsic to it, but rather relative to yourself, then in tzarek l'machof, then you don't have to say kik carbon. And that's like the wording of our Mishnah with Arachav. Next, Tosfos Master begins with words of the Gemara that Eino Demaisi Dvar Levatala. That Bisham is going like the opinion that holds of a mayor that a person does not say his words in vain. And therefore, what you said is going to be Machayev you in something. Which Tosfos brings the background to this. Nechalikul Be'erichim. This is Machlikis Mesechat Zerichim of Chafim Adalf. Look over there. Where Bahaimer, if someone says Erich Kliolai, that the erich value of this vessel is on me. Now, the ain't erich and kli. Erich is only for human beings, as a Torah gives set amounts based on gender and age. So it's no erich of a vessel. So Rabban Patulim Kum, they say you're exempt from nothing. You have no obligations of it. But Meir Polygbam or Meir disagrees and he says, what do you mean? A person knows there's no value, there's no erich value to a vessel. But come from Amalash and Dom, and therefore he conclusively is saying it for the monetary value of it. And therefore, when they make Hakli Lahakdash, you give the monetary value of the vessel to Hakdash. The person does not say his words in vain. I'm here also. The person knows that there's no disease by the dried figs. But come of Amalash and Naziris, yeah, and they really meant to say for the Naziris of wine. Now, to continue with the words of the Gemara, they still hold Kiribiesi. The Amma that he says, that a person is taken based on the finality, the conclusion of what his words are, and the high, so therefore we hear Nedu Pischa Yimahu. Yeah, even if you can say it's a Nedu of Naziris, but it's your opening to undo it, which is the end of the statement, which is the primary, like a Biesi, which is saying that, no, I'm not a Nazir from wine, I'm going to be from Gregis and from the Veil. Which the Tosfos explains to Biesi, Boim is talking about where the following halach. Someone says, a reason to Mursa Eilat Mursa Shlam. It says, let this Chulun animal be an exchange for an island, exchange for Shlam, which cannot be both. So what's halacha? So he says, Tirat should start. It grazes until it dumps a blemish, and v'timocher, and you sell it. Use half of it for oil, half of it for shlam. So that's what the Gemara is saying. I'm here also. Bigma Dvara, with the conclusion of his word, meaning you don't go based on just what the beginning is. So you go based on what the end of a statement is. So even though the last thing you said was shlam, the first thing was oil, it's not totally oil like some want to say. No, you go based on the end of what he's saying, the totality of a statement. So you're also Bigma Dvara, with the end of his word, Shlam Gregris, which he says that it should be dried figs. That's what he's being caught on. And the kinach in the ziz begregis, since there's obviously no ziz from dried figs, so lo have a nazir there. Base holds it's not going to be a nazir. Now vavik of the betchilam harin nazir. Now although he started a statement by saying I am a nazir, but in the few seconds of saying that thing, he's retracting. But McGregor, he says no, I'm not going to be a nazir. I'm going to be from dried figs. And that's what I'm saying. It's like Rabbi Yisrael. Would you go based on the end of a statement kilu nazir as if he took a neder, yeah, you said Arini Nazir, but if it definitely did, but within the time it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rabbi, Motza Pesach Lebacharati, you found the opening and a regret. The Gimich Neder Pesach, since you have the vow, but with the opening with it, Lechal Kal, maybe it's not taking effect at all. But Taisa says, has to take a second look. He says, if you're going to say, wait a second. But Vom Rabbi Yisi, let's look at Rabbi Yisi's halacha closely. He says, Big Madvar Mad Nitvis, when he says that it's the end of your words that are being, that you're being caught on, have a pish, what does that mean? It's af big madvar mad nifas. Also, the end of your statement is going to be important because that's what we're saying about a tumor shalom, but tumor shalom. It's not only the last thing that you say that's a tumor shalom. It's oil and shalom. Can't be both. So you sell it and you buy half of it from that, half of it from that. So if that's the case, vachanam here also nitvas lo shem rishon nami to come a nazir. So you should say it's both the first part of your statement and the last part, and therefore be a nazir miyain. You should be nazir from wine and but nazir my gregus, nazir from gregus. So why are you saying that you're neither? If anything, should be both. Sometimes it says, what you could say is like this. Nachum Mefurish B'Temura, that this halacha that we have in Temura, the Chavav Men Aleph, that you're saying it's going to be both Temura's Oil and Temura's Shalom, and that's Hechad Dvarv Soysim Zezah. That's when his words are contradicting each other. You can't say the end of a statement is explained the first of a statement, because obviously it cannot be both Temura's Oil and Temura's Shalom. So therefore, Hilka Chayla Bezal Shon Shabuzi, the recording of Yusi. Okay, so we're going to say that not only the first thing you say, it's going to be both first and second of a Tumur Zayel, but Tumur Shalom, and then it's going to be half and half. But in our Mishnah, maybe you could say the same Lefrushe Reisha. You could say that the end of your statement is explaining the beginning of a statement. Kalim, in other words, Haide Kama Nazar, this that I'm saying Nazar, love me, I'm not saying from wine, and the McGregor's rather from the dried figs. And you could say that it's qualifying that, because like we said, the word Nazar means to separate. Oh, but Helkach Deva Gemar Dvar of Ikerhain. So we're going to say the end of your statement is primarily Tavis meant to be interpreted by. Not regarding the beginning of your statements. So therefore, a nice differentiation. Taisa explains why over here is different than Rabbi Yisi over there. And that's the explanation of Beis Hillel. And he says, Bahachi, and with this principle that I just answered, why it's not a contradiction of Yehuda himself. Because Rabbi Yehuda, in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, the Nazahab McGregor's. He explains, Nalik Tanakam, he says, the Machlekes is regarding becoming a nazir from the dried figs. That even according to Bishamai, even he would agree that you're not nazir from the wine. Question is, but why? Regarding the halacha of Temur, we find Rebbe Yehuda disagrees with Rebbe Yisi. But come and he says, Tavas Lashon Rishon, the first thing you say is primary. So, you should say, the primary is the first thing you say, and we'll have a nazir miyayin, be nazir from wine, and not from the Gregs and Vela, because you go based on the first thing that you say. Rather says Taisa the same answer, the same principle I said before. Vade dafka b'tamura pligi. Then no, specifically by Tamura is where they're disagreeing. That vam Taisa says, like we said, it can't be both. But luckily, the dibahachar mafarish, you can't say Tamura shalom is explained Tamura saila. So that's where we say this machlekes, and you put this of okay, it can't be both. So it'll be the first one. Here you could say, but it's that the end of its statement is explained the first part of the statement. Yeshlam, you could say, but it is coming to explain. But limit to say, you know, I did not take the neder on wine. And therefore, this is where it's going to be, in this case, the end of the statement, which is clarifying the beginning of the statement. It's only when it's contradictory, then you go based on the beginning of the statement. And so, what also works out with this answer is, Tais is bothered. That wait a second, you're explaining that Beis Hillel is like a Beisi. So why didn't you just say, why are you saying Bisham is like a mayor? Why don't you just say Bisham is Sabi Krabi Huda, which is the inverse of saying Beis Hillel is like a Beisi? They say that the first thing you're saying is primary. That's why you know it from me. Not because you don't not make the devil tell. No, because it's the first thing that you said. No, Lavade Le Shaicha who plucked Lacha says no, because not applicable, like we said, because it's fundamentally different. When it's contradictory, when it's explained, they never couldn't say the Bisham is coming from the principle of Rabbi Yehuda. And then says Taisus, tell me, I want to ask my question the other way, says Taisus. I asked you, if Beis Hillel is based on Rabbi Yisi, why is Bisham not dependent on the dispute of Rabbi Yisi with Rabbi Yehuda? But now let's ask it the other way. Why are we saying Beis Hillel is Rabbi Yisi? That's based on the principle of the Gemara Dvar Vat Mitzvahs. You tell me Bisham is dependent on Remeir. So why don't you say that Beis Hillel is dependent on those who dispute Remeir, which is the Rabbanon of Remeir and Erchin of Chav Menav? Dami, that they say, oh, the mitzvah of lo tali, that you would say words in vain. If that's the case, so good, you just go on the shkazok. You didn't say anything. And that's why you're not going to be a nazir. So it says, Vishlom, what you can say is, delay nichle lo okma, he plucked the Remei Rabban, and plucked the Bisham Yisrael. The Gemara prefers not to make the Machlik Remei and Rabban, but they depend on the Machlik Bisham Yisrael over here, because that would be the case. Remei ke Bishamai. Then we would be stuck, so to speak, Remei being like Bishamai, and not being able to be like Basil. Lachimat we said, no, not necessarily. You can say Basil Krib Yasi. Oh, me'at, if that's the case, Afila, and the Gears are around the word Remeir, the Erichin, Remeir, but Erichin, Yochel Lisbar, the Basil, the Mastin, he called like Basil in the Mishnah. The time of the comment from the reason that we said, because the Gmar Bar Bad Nitvis. So it's not like you're, you don't have to come on to the principle of, oh, Enod Maitse Devavlo Talo, so okay, so then you must be a Nazir. Yeah, you're right. You wouldn't say it in vain, but it's not in vain because it's the end of what you're saying, what you're clarifying, what's in the beginning to say that that's what you're saying. And therefore, it could even be like Basil. Then the question is, if that's the case, then according to the mayor, why is it that when you take an erech of a kli, you can be liable for the monetary value? But the question is that you're saying, and some Gisois add on the words, Vahachanami, that. And on the words, because the person wouldn't say his words in vain. So the words are that who had the name of Gregors. So why don't you say something for the case of Gregors that a person wouldn't say it in vain? So even you say Bigvar Dvar Madam Nitfas, so you see you're based on Gregors, but then what are you saying? You're saying not a Nazir, but then it's all a waste. So the Rishon you can say is, no, the Leidim is not comparable because the Hostam will be there, and he didn't Shaykh Erech Likli, right? Although there's no Erech for a vessel. But there is some type of value, a monetary value, not air value for vessels. But and we say that the person had a mind, they can take this what he could. So therefore give the monetary value. But Carlo Erich he called the monetary value as Erich, because ultimately Erich by person has a monetary value. Luckily Kari to make Kli Erich Libby called the monetary value of a vessel in Erich. So it makes sense. So therefore you wouldn't say it in vain, and that's what you meant. But inherent, Gregus has no application to the terminology of Nazir at all. And that's why he would agree about that you are obviously saying it in vain. And this is what we're saying. I reign in Nazir, that I'm a Nazir, not from wine, El Magregus, only from the dried figs. The safe of the fruit, at the end of my statement, coming to explain the beginning of my statement, and therefore you said nothing, because you can't really interpret it with anything intrinsic. That Beit Shammai, the reason why he disagrees with Basil, why isn't the neder Pisrayim? Because you're coming to be Shail, and you cannot do Shaila by Hektish and therefore by Naziris too. Which just explains, it's not really, it's coming to be asking to undo it. The Holy Bola Shail is not really asking, he's just regretting, because when he's retracting in the next few seconds. But it's Ka'od Mishabal Lishal L'Chacham Al Nidroi. Like a person that comes to ask for the sage to undo his neder because of regret, that the sage finds from opening in regret, it's a vow in error and therefore it's nullified. That's the same principle that we're saying over here. But as we continue next to the master, to begin with the Gemara, but Bishami holding Shail and Zeros, there's just like there's no Shail by Hekdesh, so there's no Shail by Nazirus. Well, what's the comparison between Hekdesh and Nazirus? Could the Nazirus get Hekdesh? Nazirus like Hekdesh, because the Sibylla says in the Pasuk regarding the Nazirus here, Kaddishi, he shall be holy, God will power, grown long here. So you see that there's a Kaddish, there's a Hekdesh over here, and there has the same Allah. And then it says, Ventime, we're going to say, typically. And the Girsa, the Merav Ranchberg here, the words are that they impress the Macharatu. What do you have to say that there's no Shaila by a Naziris? Just say that you cannot open up a nether of Naziris, like any nether, with regret. Well, that's just there is an opinion holds that you could open up with regret. But we want to answer according to both of them. Although another part you could say is, no, the Shani Hacha. Here it's different, that even though generally you cannot open with regret, but here, since it's the Tech the Hebrew, it's literally within the next few seconds, which generally in Halacha you could undo what you did in the next few seconds, and therefore Vintzach Rak Harata. And you don't need but regret, because the Svila, the Shani Hacha, he holds that here it's different. The Techli Dibuhu Vein Tzacharat, you don't really need regret. Because regret is only when you did it, and now you want, but he's like, you really didn't even do it yet, because like in the next 2 seconds, like you wipe it away. Oh, Bishamai, and that's the same Bishamai, and the Gizel Tamayu, according to their opinion, the Hektish is not a Hektish. that an Kiev was a mistake, it's still going to be hektish. And therefore, it's not going to be effective to be shayil on the nether of Naziris. Therefore, it's not going to help by Naziris. The Ikri Kaddish, also called Kaddish, just like hektish. It's a Kaddishia, it's a Kaddishia. Then we're going to say, why was the Gemara have to be so lengthy? The last of Lament, the first tell us, Bisham Krim Mesu, the whole Zagrim Mayor, the whole that a person not waited to Rabbi Tolo. Keep Hakla Mako, when the Gemara originally asked, well, Bisham, what do you mean, Nedder Pesachimahu, he should hold like Basil, because the Nedder with the Pesach with it. Lishna Lal, why didn't the Gemara just answer right away? Bisham Latamai, Dan Shayla Bakul, if there's no Shayla by disease, what do you have to say regarding the principle, not waited to Rabbi Tolo? Why does that do it anything? You said, Harry Nazi, now you cannot undo it. Bisham Tesis, what you could say is the Saga, I mean, you would have thought to say, Dolay, meaning Bisham Krim Mesu, be like, that we don't say Bisham is like a mayor. And therefore, like the Gemara asked that. What do you mean? But what does it do with Basil's question? So therefore, you're right. It doesn't hold like Reb Meir. If that's the case, true, but then we wouldn't be able to answer. But the Ksaver that he holds the Ein Shela. Why? Because the lawyer mean Ein Shela. You cannot say the principle that you cannot be shoyel on something. Only could take effect for one moment. Then you cannot undo it. Like the Gemara is asking, it's really a nether with its Pesach with it, and therefore, what's the Gemara saying? So the different Nazir did not take effect even for one moment. Ah, that's where we have to go and reiterate and say, Bisham is like Rameir. No, you don't say words in vain. Oh, you didn't say in vain. So when you say, it did take effect for that one moment. Greg is different when you're saying from Greg or somebody Kabbalah, it's like you're coming to ask on it. And the gift is Bisham, it's really danger hektish, there's no shayla hektish, but you actually needed it. You need your mayor, because without it, you wouldn't have to say ain't shayla because it wouldn't have taken effect. You need your mayor to say that it took effect and then to say that you cannot be shayla on the zeus. Thanks to the master, begins with the words of the Gemara. Bisil, Krib Shimon. Bisil, however, the whole thing of Shimon. The Poiter, he says that you're going to be exempt. Why? Because you do not take the dove the way it's normally taken, and therefore you can't take from Gregor's, and therefore it's like you didn't do anything. Which the common mindset, look, later on the Gemara is going to bring this machlokes regarding a case. Someone thinks I want to bring a flour offering from barley, which it's certainly not brought from barley. So you have to bring it from as it normally is from wheat. That's kind of common holds. But the Mishnah is getting done with base. Peter, he says you can be exempt, and that's the principle that Basil is based on. But then, since we're going to say, why did the Gemara have to say, what do you mean? You have to say, what do you mean? It's very simple. They say you could be Shail and Hector. So it's Nedu Peschima, like the Gemara said before. What you could say is, but still, according to Basil, you're right. And he did not mean, you're right, you wouldn't be a Nazar from wine. Because you were shoiling it right the second after when you said from Gregor's and Vela, but not the Mila, not Gregor's, but at least then you should be prohibited from a vow from the Gregor's, like the word Nazik means separated, and you're saying, but it's from Gregor's and Vela. Therefore, we have to say, like, Shimon, the Pearl Government says, no, you're totally exempt. So it's not the Gedech Masnadim, because you didn't say the way people usually say it. But Krashembo Lee is not the Gregor's. If you really wanted to take a Nazik from Gregor's, you wouldn't have said this abnormal language of Nazir. You should have said the terminology of Kaim, Kedechanim, like the way people usually do. And from the fact that you didn't, therefore, it's nothing, not only for Naziris, but even for the nether of the Gregs and the Dvela.